Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, investors are facing uncharted territory, but according to some, there is value if you know where to look for it. But at a time when dividends are cut and most sectors seem to be on sale, how do you find gems? Well, we speak today to Mary Buffett, author of books such as Seven Secrets to Investing Like Warren Buffett and The Warren Buffett Stock Portfolio, to find out how she's navigating the current environment. So Mary, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. We've talked before.
Yes, well, it's been a decade, hasn't it, Mary? And a lot's happened since then.
A lot has happened. I just wish I was in Singapore. I miss the food. I miss my friends. I miss the city. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to have you back. Now, first, I've got to ask you, Mary, with everything that's happening at the moment, how are you mapping the markets in the moment?
You know, it's a really interesting question. I'm not mapping the markets basically any differently than I normally would. We know that the markets have been somewhat fluctuating, but not dramatically. I'm looking forward, and I know that there's going to be a correction, obviously. There always is going to be a correction. So basically, what I do is I have certain companies that I really believe in, that I like, and I'm watching those companies and watching the market because I'm waiting for those companies to give me an opportunity to buy.
Which companies are you looking at the moment, Mary?
Oh, gosh.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
To be honest with you, the other day I wasn't feeling good and I took a Tylenol, and this is the kind of thing that I want to say to all investors. You may not think you're an investor or know what stocks or businesses to buy in, and I thought about it. I'm like, who owns Tylenol? You know, and so you find things out like that, because those are the things, for instance, in the coronavirus period. Let's look at just general, you know, sectors of companies that are probably going to do better than others. Certainly airlines are not going to be doing great. Travel agencies are not going to be doing great. But pharmacies are probably doing better. Johnson & Johnson, Tylenol, who makes Tylenol, is a great company worldwide, and they've had some bad news and some good news, but those are the things that I kind of track. You know, Bank of America, Warren just bought a whole bunch. I was very grateful that I bought it before he did recently. I've owned it for a while, but I knew it was, you know, a good buy. So financial markets I'm looking at, and I'm looking really at consumer goods and those kinds of things that, if you think about where we're at, where the world is at, I bet you've been to the pharmacy more than in the last 2 months than you were in 6 months ago, just getting basic things in case your children or somebody at home gets sick or has a cough or something. So, you know, everybody needs a thermometer. All those simple things create benefits and profits in companies that create them.
So tell us, Mary, how are you assessing when the right time to buy is, and for valuations for companies? I know that we've spoken about price book ratio in the past, but is that still valid for value investors? What are you looking at to gauge when the right time to get in is?
Well, of course, PE, price and earnings ratio, is important no matter what, and of course to value investors. You know, there's been some companies that have cut dividends, and what does that really mean? It just means that they're cutting dividends, you know, and things are slowing down. They may be being more cautious. So I'm really looking and focusing on companies. I mean, in fact, I have them in my phone every day. But products, for instance, hand sanitizers. I mean, companies that make hand sanitizers, it's no longer just Purell and Clorox. There's new companies that are creating hand sanitizers, and they're all over the place. So cleaning products that fight against the coronavirus and things like that are interesting companies to me.
So how would you say what's happened with the pandemic? How has that shifted your strategy? Because you seem to be looking more towards healthcare. Would you say that there has been a shift in your strategy from that perspective?
Well, yes. I mean, because it is such a universal worldwide problem, and especially in the U.S., we haven't done any kind of, big, everyone must wear masks. You know, it's all state by state. People are confused. Misinformation is coming out. But anytime that there's something that's affecting the entire economy and the world, you have to start looking as an investor into companies that affect that, that are going to be affected by that.
For those listening to this interview that want to start getting into the market now because they see perhaps some opportunities, what would your first tip for them be?
My first tip for them would be to learn the language of investing. And that's really critical. Even if you have someone at your brokerage firm that you talk to that may be, or, at someone who's giving you advice on investing, you should know yourself what you're really comfortable with. You should understand, what you're buying. For instance, I have done more research and reading lately on pharmaceutical companies than I ever did before, because I didn't know pharmaceutical companies. I knew consumer companies easily. Banks, I knew very well, and some banks are, an excellent investment at the right price. So if you kind of reflect on your life and what's happening in the world, you can honestly, you can find different sectors that are meaningful to you. I mean, I mention hand sanitizers, I mention, companies that create medicines. What other things? Not many people are taking Ubers and other car companies because they don't want to get into an Uber when they don't know who's been in it before.
And e-commerce has been doing pretty well as well, hasn't it, Mary?
Right. And again, that makes sense, because who wants to go out to shop? Much easier to shop online, get it delivered. So those are the companies that you should be keeping an eye on. And then you should be waiting. I just had a young man who went to school with my son. He got married, and he asked me recently, we've saved some money, like you said, now what should we invest in? I'm like, okay, hold on. First, I want you to start looking at companies and things that you know about, and also, educate yourself with it's a language. Investing is a language. Who knows? You and I know what I say, a PE ratio, price per earnings ratio. Does that matter? Of course that matters. We know what earnings mean, or things on a balance sheet that you should look at. So I think all investors should do a basic amount of education, even in terms of the words that people use in investing, so they are aware, so that somebody else is not just doing their work for them. It's their hard-earned money, and they should, you know, think of it that way in term, before they're just taking someone's advice that's going to make a commission.
We're speaking to Mary Buffett, author of Seven Secrets to Investing Like Warren Buffett and renowned speaker. Now, Mary, you're known as an environmental activist. How does this reflect in your investment style?
Wow. Well, you know, I used to own a lot of oil stocks, you know, which were and still are great companies that you could make incredible profits from. But I just, you know, at one point many years ago, I said, you know, I'm going to sell them all, or tobacco stocks or anything that has to do with what I consider the past. I want to be going forward and looking at companies that are delivering meatless products. We all know what's becoming more popular and more in favor for our health now, all over the world.
Well, one last question for you, Mary. Tell us, what are the top three sectors that you're looking at the moment?
They would be banking, consumer monopolies, and now I guess I can say pharmaceuticals. I'm learning about companies that make pharmaceutical products and medicines.
So, Mary, before you leave us, tell us, what's one message you'd like to share with all of our listeners?
I just want to say to all the investors that you don't have to have a lot of money to start investing. If you just buy, you can buy one share of Bank of America that's under $30 a share, you know? So it's not, there are companies that are great companies out there that you can slowly add to your portfolio. So, but always be learning, reading, understanding what investment really is. You're buying businesses. You're not buying investments.
That's great. Well, what a wonderful way to end our conversation, Mary. Thank you so much. It's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much. And my love to everyone in Singapore. I miss absolutely everything about Singapore and wish I were there. And I will be there as soon as I can.
Yes, and let's not wait another decade to catch up.
Absolutely not.
Well, we've been speaking with Mary Buffett, author and renowned investor, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.